Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 149, Psalm 103, The Mercy of the Lord, Its Greatness. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Your mercy is great unto the heavens. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Its duration. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. By it sin is blotted out. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies blot out my transgressions. As indicated in the preceding paragraph, the mercy of the Lord bestows his righteousness upon those who accept it. It provides royal clothing. Righteousness, holiness, which is given by the mercy of the Lord, is the clothing in which we can appear before him without being ashamed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness. I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy, and in your fear will I worship toward your temple. Take as much as you like. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in you. He that trusts in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. It is unlimited, and the measure that one receives and profits by depends only on his own faith to take it. We can have more than we can ask for, and we pay for what we have received by taking still more. Then, hope in Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. The hand of love. We are but children, however long we may live, and we never outgrow our longing for the touch of a loving hand. How many of the sorrows of childhood are seduced away into the land of forgetfulness by the mother's gentle touch. Well, we need not be deprived of this necessary luxury, even though gray hairs have come to our heads, and we have no friend in sight to sympathize with us. The Lord, who is our protection behind and before, has laid his hand upon us, saying, "As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you." It is a good thing to fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and the everlasting arms are ever underneath us. The Lord's hands are stretched out to us in love, and if we will but look to him on the cross, we shall never be without the satisfying consciousness of their healing, strengthening power.